Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sydney and Anastasia with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, in preparation for the rollout of OzAlert, all states, including Queensland, are set to receive a test alert at 2 p.m. today. The new system, designed to provide faster and more reliable alerts during life-threatening events like natural disasters, will sound an alert across all mobile devices today. All compatible devices will vibrate, sound a 10-second sound siren, and display a full-screen notification. As it is a test, the notification will stay the same, assuring you that no further action needs to be taken. The alert is designed to bypass silent mode and do not disturb. If the alert will cause you any discomfort or distress, or you do not wish to receive it, turn off your mobile devices or switch them to airplane mode before 2 p.m. and then leave them off for at least an hour. We will be issuing quick reminders every hour for today's deadlines.
In more local news, Queensland has recorded its first confirmed case of H5 bird flu after CSIRO confirmed a dead petrel found on Moreton Island had tested positive. The Department of Primary Industries says there are no detection in poultry, wider agriculture, or evidence of widespread animal deaths, and the risk of human health remains low. Chief Veterinary Officer Alison Crook says the detection was, quote, a matter of when, not if, end quote, with surveillance now increased across the state. Authorities are urging people not to touch sick or dead birds and to report them to the Emergency Animal Disease Hotline.
In national news, a clone website run by retailer Kogan sells identical products but at higher prices. An investigation has been launched into the clone website Exclusive Brands, which has raised concern by misleading customers with dubious discounts and pricing identical items found on the flagship website Kogan.com with significant price hikes. In some cases, some of these items were priced more than $1,000 more. A statement from Kogan has denied any fault in liability, saying pricing and advertising was carefully reviewed by an independent external lawyers to ensure compliance with relevant laws. In 2025, in financial year alone, Kogan earned more than $790 million in gross sales, with many shoppers perhaps not realizing which website they had purchased from. In more national news, audiology provider Hearing Australia branch in Broken Hill has reduced its appointment schedule from every weekday to 1 week every few months due to staffing availability. Hearing aid users are worried because they may be forced to wait longer periods for routine maintenance and tests, especially from those regional communities who have traveled far. Customer Ghislaine Barb says the audiology provider should have been better prepared, as the branch staff already had been notified their leave from months ago. Hearing Australia stated it would add more face-to-face visits if there was the demand for more, and will review the new service model when its staffing challenges change.
In international news, thousands in France and Spain are forced to flee as wildfires continue throughout both regions. Gripped by several summer heatwaves, which scientists say was worsened by climate change, both nations have conducted major emergency actions to ensure the safety of evacuees. Spain has already declared the fires as a national emergency, the first in Spanish history for a wildfire, with Madrid's regional leader Isabel Díaz Ayuso stating that, quote, this is the worst wildfire in our region's history, end quote. Meanwhile, French authorities have issued a complete evacuation of Cape Ferret Peninsula, ordering 110,000 people to leave the southwest regions of France. The wider European Union are also combating the fires, with Greece providing aid to Spain, Croatia helping France, and Italy sending assistance to Tunisia, also suffering from wildfire. And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 11 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.